بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وإمامنا وطب قلوبنا وقرة أعيننا النبي الأمين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين، ومن اتبع سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. إخوة الإسلام، إخوة الإيمان، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, today we are taking a special moment to remind ourselves with a great and special duty, something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made special, something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the prophets and the believers in all the times. We are going to talk about birrul walidain, benevolence and excellence to the parents. Benevolence and excellence to the parents continues while they are alive and after they are dead, after they pass away. That duty is continuous. That duty continues in the heart and the mind of the Muslim, of the mu'min, as long as he or she is breathing. I would like to start by reminding myself and my dear respected brothers and sisters that every time we take a shower, every time we change our clothing, we have an indication to that connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made between us and our mothers. You know, any cut in the body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed the body so that that wound heals itself, closes itself. But that belly button is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept as a reminder for that special connection that we once had and we will forever have with our mothers and our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a beautiful ayah, and all the ayat of the Quran are beautiful. قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ. Say, come so I can tell you what Allah had made forbidden for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a list of five things in this ayah. Number one, عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that you do not associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that you must be excellent to your parents. Number three, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ, that you would not kill your children because of the fear of poverty. Number four, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلَا بَطَنٍ, and do not come near the major sins, explicitly or implicitly, publicly or secretly. Number five, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, and that you do not kill anyone without a right. Now the question that the ulama asked, why does excellence to the parents, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ الْإِحْسَانُ إِلَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ, appears in a list of prohibited things that are major sins? And the answer is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are prohibited sins, major sins. Excellence to the parents appears in that list. The message is the following: anything less than excellence when it comes to the parents is haram. That is the message. Anything that is less than excellence of treatment is haram in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates in Surah Luqman the advice of Luqman to his son. Who is talking? A father. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interrupts the speech of Luqman and inserts, puts two ayat that talk about the benevolence and excellence of treatment to the parents in the speech of Luqman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this surah, when a father is talking to his son, the excellence to the parents must be remembered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We have given the advice to the insan about his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا. His mother carried him in a stage of weakness after a stage of weakness. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنِ. And that process of pregnancy plus the process of breastfeeding is 2 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. That you must do shukr, be grateful to me, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to your parents. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a sahih hadith, مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Whosoever is not grateful to people cannot be grateful to Allah. And the first people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that asking for, to be grateful for, are the parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. Then comes the advice. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفٌ. If your parents ask you to come out of faith, to become a mushrik, to associate anyone with Allah, do not obey them. Yet, even with that, when they ask you that, you must be the best companion to them. Can you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ. When your parents are doing juhud and jihad for you to do kufr, even at that stage, even at that moment, you are not permitted in terms of treatment except the best companionship. And the famous ayah that we all know. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. There is not a single time the parents are mentioned in the Quran except with the word إِحْسَانًا, excellence in treatment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the minimum of causing عقوق. This word عقوق is the opposite of the word إحسان. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, 180 degrees, the opposite is عقوق. What does عقوق mean? To be harsh, to be disobedient to the parents. And that is indeed a major sin. What is the definition of a major sin? A major sin is a sin that takes a Muslim possibly to hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all until the Muslim is cleansed from that sin, and then he can come back to Jannah, to paradise. So, a major sin is a dangerous thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, body language. It's not even a word. It's not even a movement, just a body language, the gesture of oof, air coming out from the mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is uquq. That is a major sin. Now, can you imagine everything else? Everything else is above oof. Oof is a major sin. Oof is uquq. Oof is harsh. Oof is extreme. Now, imagine all the other things that we see and hear about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. Imam Muslim narrated through Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a beautiful hadith. The Prophet says, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُ. Three times. Let him put his face and nose in the soil. Let him put his face and nose in the soil, in the ground. Who, ya Rasulullah? The one who reaches his parents or one of them, and they are not the cause to admit him or her into paradise. If a person reaches his parents and the parents are not the cause, the main reason for the Muslim to be admitted to paradise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses the word raghima, which means let him put his nose and face in the ground, meaning he has suffered the greatest loss and he has suffered the greatest humiliation. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith was narrated by Imam Ahmad and Imam Tirmidhi and Imam Ibn Majah. And it's a sahih hadith. Abu Darda says, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Al-walidu awsatu abwaab al-jannah, fa'in shi'ta fa'adhi' thalika al-baba aw ihfadhu. I heard my beloved, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a parent is the main door toward paradise. It's up to you to keep that door or lose it. It's up to you to keep that door open or shut it down. That's why Hadrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, مَا مِن مُؤْمِنٍ لَهُ أَبَوَانِ فَيُصْبِحُ وَيُمْسِي وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ لَهُمَا إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَابَيْنِ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. There is no Muslim that has parents and he is in the evening and in the morning, is good to them, is excellent to them, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep for that person, for that Muslim, two doors open toward Jannah. You know, jihad in Islam is the highest point. And jihad means to exert and give the maximum effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to support Muslims for da'wah, for all the requirements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and His Messenger. A young man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, إِذَنْ لِي فِي الْجِهَادِ. Give me a permission to do jihad with you. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحي والدك. Are your parents alive? The young man said, Yes, indeed they are. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Go and do jihad in them. ففيهما جاهل. Your jihad is in them. Because of the ahwal, at that moment, there was no direct requirement to support the jihad, to support the missions of Rasulullah ﷺ. There was a satisfaction. So Rasulullah ﷺ told the young man, now your duty is to be next to your parents. That's why, my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, anyone who would like to make an effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they must do tartib to take care of their parents. In another riwayah by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood, the man said, Inni uridu an ujahida ma'aka. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْتُ وَإِنَّ وَالِدَايَ يَبْكِيَانِ. Said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to join the effort with you. But I left my parents crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go now, go back now to them and make sure that you make them smile just like you made them cry. Go now and make them smile just like you made them cry. Another hadith by Hadrat Muawiyah ibn Jahima. He is narrating the hadith about his father. This is the famous hadith that we all know. The Sahabi is Hadrat Jahima As-Silmi. He came to the Prophet and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm making mashura with you. I want to join the effort. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and your mother? He said, well, she is there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْزَمْ قَدَمَهَا فَثَمَّ الْجَنَّةِ. Be next to her feet, because there lies paradise. You know the famous statement, الْجَنَّةُ تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ. Actually, this statement was not said by the Prophet. This is not the hadith of the Prophet. This is the interpretation of the ulama of the hadith. What is the hadith? This is the hadith that I just recited. Stay next to her feet because there lies paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a ru'ya. And the ru'ya of al-anbiya is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saw Hadrat Haritha ibn Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This hadith was narrated by Imam Ahmad through Hadrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard Haritha ibn Nu'man reciting Quran in Jannah. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? A Sahabi reciting Quran in Jannah. I mean, it is enough. It is a big honor enough for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see a person reciting the Quran. That is something great. But to see him reciting Quran in Jannah, and the reason was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the angels. So the angels responded, because of his birr to his mother, because of his excellence of treatment to his mother. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرِّ, which means likewise excellence to the parent will do such a status, will do such an honor. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, according to her, two Sahabis were the most excellent to their parents. Who are they? Obviously, Haritha was one. Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to clean the head of his mother. He used to feed her with his own hand. And he would never question an order that she would tell him. The other one is Hadrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, since I accepted Islam, I never looked my mother straight in the eye. Allahu Akbar. I never looked my mother straight in the eye, radiallahu ta'ala an as-sahaba ajma'in. One time, the mother of Hadrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked for water. So he went to bring the water. When he came back, she was asleep. So he stood there until Fajr. You know, standing up, when he gets tired, he would like sit down, but right there next to his mother. And he spent the entire night until Fajr, until she woke up and he gave her the water. That reminds us of the hadith of the man who went to get the milk for his parents. And that was the cause to open the rock for the three men to come out of the cave.
One of At-Tabi'een, the great Salaf, the great scholars, his name is Abdullah ibn Aun. One time his mother called him, so he was a little far out of the house. So he said, Labbaik ya umma, I'll be right there, my mother. Then he felt sorry. He said, I raised my voice on my mother. Although he was saying, I'll be right there. So as a result, he made istighfar and he made sadaqah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his repentance. What kind of repentance? The statement that the ulama are mentioning all the time. The ulama say, it is not enough to answer your parents. Answering is not birr. Answering your parents is not the excellence of treatment. If somebody answers his parents and does their will, but with a sign of disliking it, that is a major sin, the ulama say. If somebody answers the call of his parents and does what they want with a smile on his face, but his heart is disliking it, that is also uquq, that is also a major sin. So the only way to answer the right of parents, the call of parents, is to answer them with a pleased heart, which will reflect in a pleased face. I would like to go through some stories. Alhamdulillah, we have the stories of the prophets, we have the stories of the Sahaba, we have the stories of the great scholars, but I would like to share stories from our lifetime. Because there are people like the Sahaba and like the great Salaf who are trying their maximum effort to serve their parents. One story about a young man whose father got sick. He's mentally ill. He's not aware of his actions. The father is not aware of his actions because of his sickness. His father grew up at the time of horses and camels. So the son puts his father in the car to take him to the masjid because, subhanAllah, this old man, since he used to come to the masjid a lot when he got sick, that's the thing that he likes to do. And these are the signs of good ending. That subhanAllah, an old man is getting sick, but because he was attached to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that for him. Even after his sickness. So the young man wants to put his father in the car to take him to the masjid. And the father says, La, uridu dhalul. I want the horse, I want the camel. So to please his father, the young man says, I bow down, I put myself on my hands and feet and knees and have my father ride me like a horse. And I take him to the masjid 8 times a day, not 5 times a day for the salawat, 8 times a day. So there are people who are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah accept from everyone. Two men, one in his 60s and the other one is in his 30s. This is a true story. Went to court. Why did they go to court? Because they wanted the judge to judge between them. Why? Because both of them want to keep the sick mother. The older brother is saying, she is my mother. I am the older. It is my right to keep my mother. She has been with me and I kept serving her for more than 15 years now. So I want to keep her. No one can take my mother from me. The other one says, my brother is 60 years old. He needs somebody to help him. And it is my turn now. I want to keep my mother. I want to have my share. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine? Two people are going to court, not because everyone wants to give the quote-unquote burden to his brother. No. They want it. They want to keep the mother. So the judge finally asked for the mother. They said she is sick. He said she must come to the court. We will provide all the means. So they brought the mother to the court. And the judge said, well, here is the situation. What do you think? She said, sir, do you want me to judge between my eye and my other eye? I can't choose over my kids. Finally, the judge said, okay, since the older brother kept the mother for more than 15 years, now it is the turn of the younger brother to take the mother. At that moment, tears wetted all the beard of the older brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all. A man went to a sheikh, and he wanted to ask him a question about a situation between the wife and the mother. So he started the question by saying, sheikh, my mother is staying with me. The sheikh said, wait a minute, repeat the question politely. Said, sheikh, my mother is staying with me in my house. Said, wait a minute, I told you to repeat the question and speak politely. He said, sheikh, you are not allowing me to ask the question. What should I say? He said, don't say that my mother is staying with me. Say, I am staying with my mother, although the house is yours. He said, well, sheikh, I think the case is over. I have to, change my situation. And he left. Another story about a young man whose father passed away. His father passed away. So he used to make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most of the time. And if you remember, when we talked once about the excellence of dua, Hadrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, I'm not worried about Allah answering my dua, because his name is Al-Mujib, the one who accepts the dua. I am worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the dua in my heart, because if he does, I know that he wants to answer my call. So this young man used to love to make dua every day. And he has a wird, like a special time dedicated for that. When his father passed away, for entire 1 year, he never asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything for himself or his family. It was all dedicated to his father. After that 1 year, he started to make dua for himself, his family, and of course, his parents. The stories will not end, and they will never end. Because this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is learning from the best. And the best says that the haqq of the parents is next to the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Right there. This ummah will keep producing such stories and much more, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even the gesture, the air coming out of the mouth, oof, that is a major sin. So with this high standard of being excellent to the parents, and with oof being a major sin, this ummah, inshallah, will keep producing such stories and many, many more. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Al-khayru fiyya wa fi ummati ila yawm al-qiyamah. Khair, goodness, is in me and in my ummah until the last day of judgment. I would like to finish by reminding myself and my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, that We talked today about the rights, or some of the rights of the parents. But when the parents pass away, they still have a right on us. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, my parents passed away. Do they still have a right on me after they passed away? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes. And he mentioned five things. Number one, as-salatu alayhima, that you make dua for them. You have to give them their share. You have to give them their share of dua. Number two, wal-istighfaru lahuma, that you make istighfar for them. Istighfar is part of dua, it's a special dua. So make sure when you make dua for your parents that you ask for forgiveness for them. Number three, وَإِنْفَاذُ وَعْدِهِمَا وَعَهْدِهِمَا. If they have promised anything, if they had a promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another or anything, if you have the means to fulfill that for them on their behalf. Number four, وَصِلَةُ الْأَرْحَامِ الَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. That you fulfill the rights of kinship through them. The uncles and the aunts, the grandparents. And number five, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa ikramu sadiqihima, and that you honor and be generous to their friend, even their friend. If you see the friend of your parents, you must be excellent to them. That is being excellent to your parents. A young man, he was about 7 years old, drew a picture for his dream house. When the father saw the picture, he cried so much. Do you know what was on that paper? The little kid, 7 years old, drew a big, beautiful house. And next to that, outside, a small room. So when the father inquired whose room was that, the answer was, Dad, that is your room, just like you are keeping my grandfather. Whatever we do to our parents, most likely, according to many ahadith and ayat in the Quran, will be done to us. So whatever we do to our parents in terms of excellence and goodness, inshallah, will come back to us one day. An old man was crying. The sheikh came to visit him and he said, why are you crying? He said, because my son sold his house. He is an employee. He said, then what's going on? What's the situation? He said, my son sold his house. Then he rented the house back from the new owner. He said, I don't understand. What's going on here? He said, my son sold his house, which worth about 2 million Saudi riyals. This is a true story. And then, without us knowing, because he didn't want to let us know, he rented the house back, and with that money, he built a mosque for me and for his mother. Now, the haqq of Allah and haqq of Rasulullah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, if this is the haqq of the parents, then much more, and with much more priority, is the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming to the masjid is part of our faith. Participating, being with the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make sure that you stick to the jama'ah, because shaitan is the wolf of insan. Just like the wolf attacks the one that goes by itself, Have you seen that on Discovery Channel? All the time. You know, the wild animals, the lions, they attack and they wait until one animal goes by itself. That is the one that they hunt. And that's how shaitan does it all the time. He wants you and me to stay away from jama'ah. So we have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stick to the group, stick to the jama'ah, because there lies the protection of our deen. Remember the story of the killer of the 100 people? He killed 99, then he completed 100. When he went to the scholar, he told him, leave your town. What was the name of the town? According to one of the narrations of the hadith, the name of the town was Kafra. He told him, go to this other town, because over there there are people who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will help you. What was the name of the good town? Nasra. Subhanallah. He died exactly in the middle. The angel came down to judge the situation. He did not judge the situation in terms of his hijrah, although that he has made hijrah. He did not judge the situation in terms of his repentance and tawbah, although that man who killed 100 people had made sincere tawbah. What was the judgment of the angel? The angel said, measure between the person and the two towns. To whichever town he is closer, he will be taken with them. What does that mean? The power of the environment. To which environment we are closer, we will be taken with that environment, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So we have to stick and be with the good environment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give blessing to this gathering. Inshallah, we will make dua to the mother of our respected brother, Azizur Rahman, who passed away in Bangladesh. And after that, everybody is invited for dinner, inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, Ya Akram al-Akramin. Ya Allah, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, Ya Akram al-Akramin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi asma'ika al-husna, wa sifatika al-ulya, wa ismika al-a'zam, wa wajhika al-kareem, wa sultanika al-qadeem. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi ismika al-Rahman, wa bi ismika al-Rahim, wa bi ismika al-Ghafoor, wa bi ismika al-Shakoor, wa bi ismika al-Wadood. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tarhama umma أخينا عبد العزيز اللهم ارحمها اللهم أكرم نزلها اللهم اغفر لها اللهم أعلي منزلتها في الجنة اللهم اغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقها من خطاياها كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم أبدلها أهلا خيرا من أهلها ودارا خيرا من دارها واحشرها تحت لواء حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم لا تعاملها ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله اللهم وعاملها وعاملنا بما أنت أهله إنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد آمين آمين يا رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.